Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about desecrating a cemetery. Well, let's go, right? Yes, and remember, women are the fairer sex, right? It says here, Florida woman arrested after allegedly being caught engaged in sexual activity at historical cemetery. Ooh, very fun times indeed. Oh, man. Yeah, it says in the bottom, Stephanie Wegman, Sumner County Sheriff's Office. I guess the chick's name. Background is the Wild Cow Prairie Cemetery. Oh, is it the Little House of the Prairie type of thing? Who knows, man? Gee, I wonder what kind of lies this chick is going to do to worm her way out of getting to jail, right? Oh, man, chicks are so liars, but whatever, right? Let's continue with the story. A Florida woman is behind bars after being found having sex in a historical graveyard, law enforcement in the Sunshine State say. Stephanie Wegman, 46, stands accused of myriad drug-related charges, but no charges related to the alleged outdoor tryst, according to the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. Oh yes, this chick is gonna be fucking and all high. Fun times, right? What a good combination. Whatever. Let's keep on going, right?
You know, honey, it's really nice coming home to a slender wife again.
Thank you, weight loss clinic.
Women, you can't live with them and you can't shoot them, right? Oh, whatever. Let's go back to the story. The underlying incident allegedly occurred during the afternoon on March 27 at the Wild Cow Prairie Cemetery, which is described as a small country-owned rural cemetery located near Brunsnell. Okay? Yeah, I guess when you're high off your ass, you start having sex in a cemetery. Yeah? Wow, I wonder what's going inside your mind doing that shit. But whatever, right? Bushnell, the county seat, is a small central Florida city located 50 miles west of Orlando and roughly 60 miles northeast of Tampa. In an incident report obtained by People magazine, State Trooper W.R. Kelly said he stopped at the cemetery that day for his canine's benefit. I'm assuming they also have funerals for dogs, I guess? Huh, alright. Huh! Apparently, police dogs do get fucking funerals. I think that's a waste of time and money for these guys to, you know, service and this, that, and the other. Well, might as well also do it for the bomb squad drone thingy, right? Huh. Whatever, man. I think people are too emotional. That's what this seems like. Anyways, I'm going off a topic, am I? If you want me to talk about this shit, let me know in another video, and I'll make one on about this shit. That's kind of bullshit, but anyways, I digress. Burials ended in Wild Cow Prairie Cemetery in the 1920s, and it has been inactive since then, according to the Florida Division of Historical Resources. Huh, so you could turn cemeteries into, like, national parks or something? I guess? Okay. Today, thanks in large part to the efforts of the family members and local preservationists, the cemetery has been properly surveyed and preserved. It's just a cemetery, man. It's where you put dead people. What's so significant about that? Huh. I don't know. People have these weird ideas about the dead. Just an opinion. Inside, the trooper noticed a white Nissan with the windows down and no one in the immediate area, according to the report. After that, he looked around and allegedly observed a white male and female at the rear of the cemetery engaged in sexual activities. Ooh.
Whoa, what the fuck is this? Look what it says down here. It says, more law and crime coverage. I'll never not be shocking. Florida woman allegedly filmed sex act with small brown and white chihuahua for money.
What the fuck's wrong with Florida? I just turned around the corner doing a video about the cemetery and now something with canine love. Oh shit, Ronnie D, what's up with your state? Oh, you're a governor of Florida? Oh, Florida, maybe I should go move over there. There's a lot of degenerates. I like degeneracy, don't you? Oh, shit, let's go back to the story, because this one, I don't know if I should touch that. Should I? You let me know. Two other members of law enforcement also made it to the scene and viewed the couple. The incident report alleges. Ah, shit, a love sex scene. Yeah, who doesn't want to watch a sex show right in front of their eyes, right? Enjoy it, cops. The troopers then walked over and requested identification according to the report, because the cemetery was closed to the public at the time. But not for sexy time, right? The couple complied, returning to the Nissan to obtain clothing, put a blanket back, and female obtained her ID, the report says. A fourth member of law enforcement later made it to the disused cemetery, where they performed a free air sniff of the vehicle along with the canine, who allegedly alerted the trooper to a trained odor. What the fuck? So all these people came into the party to watch the show, and they even got a sex dog that could fucking sniff the aromas? What the fuck? You wanna get the smell of the fucking notet at the wharf? What the fuck? That's gross! Just an opinion. What the fuck? Look at this. I go to this next page. God damn it, man. What the fuck's wrong with Florida? This is like Magic the Gathering. Yeah, you know those magic cards? Yes, look at the flavor text on this little bitch. It says, more law and crime coverage. She is effing strong. Florida woman allegedly abused 65-year-old man who took her in, tortured her own son, and forced him to do squats for hours on end when he was bad at school. What the fuck's wrong with Florida? Damn. Must be some frontier old west type of shit over there, right? Oh, fuck, man. This is some weird mutant shit over there in Florida. It must be a different, another plane of reality in Florida, right? What kind of Twilight Zone shit is that? Well, anyway, let's go back to the story, because wow. A search of the vehicle ensued. Authorities allegedly found methamphetamines, Xanax, and oxycodone inside the Nissan, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. What other things are you going to find? You're probably going to find small children, fucking Jimmy Hoffa, and all kinds of crazy shit in that fucking house of horrors. Or maybe I should say the car of horrors. State troopers charged the defendant with one count of drug trafficking and two counts of drug possession. On a side note, fuck Pajits. The sheriff's office charged her with one count of each drug possession, marijuana possession, and methamphetamine possession, as well as two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Yeah. Yeah, is anyone from Florida here? Yeah, let me know. Is how Florida is? A lot of bunch of fucking crazy people in lawlessness? Yeah. Oh, well, whatever, man. Floridians, you do you, right? Okay. Let's continue. The man allegedly with wigmen at the cemetery was taken to a local hospital for a pre-existing injury to his leg, the report reads. Well, what the fuck? I guess he was fucking her fucking real hard and good that his bum leg started acting up, so you had to go to the hospital, right? Well, what leg was it injured? Was it his third leg? I guess. Well, how big is his dick? Damn. He has yet to be charged. Well, if you've seen the picture of this chick, she's fucking ugly. So yeah, I guess he already paid his debt to society, right? Moving on. The defendant is currently being detained without bond. She is slated to appear in court for arraignment on May 12th. Huh. I'm surprised this dude didn't get fucked with her. Yeah. Usually the guy will be eating shit and the chick will be off scot-free. But this is in reverse. Yeah, Florida is some weird place. They actually screwing over women? Really? Wow. Huh. Well, yay for you, Florida. Huh. You're not completely backwards like other places like California. Yeah, you know in California, for every 2 days you're married to a chick, that's 1 day of vagina money you have to pay her? Yes, you gotta pay for past use pussy. Yeah, you already fucked her and you still have to pay her for future use? No, you already fucked, you're divorced. But yeah, you know, at least Florida's doing something right, right? Yeah, well, Florida is Florida, right? Well, I would have put this video in last night. It's just unfortunately I passed out because lately I've been having a lot of stuff to do at work. And then I got to still do my taxes and all kinds of stuff on my plate. But yeah, hopefully once I go over this little hurdle, I'll start putting more stuff one in day, one at night. That's what I'm trying to do. So yeah, you guys kick ass. Do everything you can in your life. Make it the best life possible. And don't let these weirdos fuck with you. Especially the ones from Florida. Well, goodbye, farewell. Laters.
Brown WBRZ Team 2 traffic. While they were removing 2020. Jesus. Oh my god! Well, DOT.
Whore.